We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So excited to be talking to Ross Matthews. He is a fixture on the Drew Barrymore Show, a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, second place recipient of Celebrity Big Brother. Good morning.
I am so thrilled to talk to you. I know you guys in Portland.
Yes.
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 Okay. You know, I grew up in Washington State.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up to you because right now we're in the process of building a new studio. So they have us working out of Mike's house, which is in Vancouver, Washington. So we're working straight out of Washington.
Oh my God. I've driven right through you. I know exactly where you are.
Oh my gosh, what an honor. What an honor. I am like one of your biggest fans. So I was so excited when I found out we would have the opportunity to get to talk to you. I remember you on Jay Leno. I was obsessed with Chelsea Lately. I promised myself when I answered the phone, I wouldn't do an impression of your hello.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Too late.
Voted for you as America's favorite player on Celebrity Big Brother. I am obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race. And so now you're doing the Drew Barrymore Show.
Isn't that exciting? Listen, I have to say your hello was really good.
Thank you. I practiced all morning in the car. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah, no, she...
I'm so proud of you.
She has been doing it all morning behind the scenes.
Really have. So how's it going on the Drew Barrymore Show? What's your favorite part of it?
I mean, listen, it's the dream come true. I grew up watching Regis and Kathy Lee, you know, up in Mount Vernon, Washington, dreaming of one day being in New York, meeting celebrities, talking on television and communicating. And like, here I am with Drew Barrymore every day. I still can't believe it. It blows my mind. And she is the best of the best, better than even you can imagine. It's like I always had a picture of her, and then when I got to know her, I'm like, oh my God, she surpassed it.
She does seem very likable. Did you have like acquaintance with her prior to this partnership, or did you not know her at all?
No, so I mean, like, I'd interviewed her like once or twice on the red carpet, but you know, you get 10 seconds with them, you know, it's really quick. And so then in season one of the Drew Barrymore Show, I popped in for a day. And then they were like, can you come back tomorrow? And I was like, okay. And then they're like, can you come back next week? And you guys, I lived in Palm Springs. I came to New York for a day and then I never left. I just moved here.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's fabulous. I didn't realize it was filmed in New York.
Oh, wait, we're in New York. And so we get to like, it's like the Regis and Kathy Lee dream. You know, they were in New York and I get to now do that. And then my fiance at the time lived here and now we're married. So I mean, now I live in New York, which I never thought I would do.
Well, congratulations on all of that. That's so fabulous. And one of the things that I really like about the Drew Barrymore Show is I've had this conversation with Mike, is it's not like she's interviewing. It's like she's just hanging out with a friend and she's like telling her own stories.
You know what? It's true. You're totally right. And like very astute of you to notice, because she has been a superstar since she was like three, right? So mm-hmm. She's always been interviewed. She's always been the one on the other side. And now we sort of flip the script a little bit. But her interviews are like from a POV of someone who's lived it, who's been there, who gets it. So they really are like you're a fly on the wall between celebrities having a convo.
Talking to Ross Matthews, which by the way, I'm totally obsessed with you. You're on the Drew Barrymore Show now where you get to do all these celebrity interactions and interviews. Do you have one celebrity that stands out that was your favorite to meet, or the first time you were like, oh my gosh, I can't handle this?
Yeah, so when I met Gwyneth Paltrow, I asked her to be my best friend. And I was like, and somehow she had seen me on The Tonight Show. And she was like, okay, give me your email. So I gave her my email address and she emailed me. And so we emailed back and forth every day for 6 months. I thought someone was playing a joke on me. And then I was like, let's get lunch. And it was really her. Oh. And we have been besties ever since.
That's hilarious.
And then I know that we're talking about and promoting Drew Barrymore Show, but what's it like being one of the hosts on RuPaul's Drag Race?
I mean, it's crazy. I get to be a judge and a producer on that show. And when I started, you know, it was just this little show on Logo that people loved. And then it has exploded into this worldwide phenomenon. And you know what's so crazy? When we shoot it, it kind of just feels like it's the same way it did when it was just our little show. You know, the heart of the show is still there, even though the world has caught on. We're still just like this little show telling these amazing stories. It's one of the things. It's like a legacy thing. I know that one day when I kick the bucket, they'll mention this show, and I'm so proud of that.
Now, I don't want to get you in trouble, but there's a rumor that Rue wears sweatpants behind the judging table. Are you able to confirm or deny this?
I'm sorry, the signal's cutting out.
Well, I can confirm that Liz is actually wearing sweatpants over here now.
That's not really a big deal. Yeah, it's every day.
I can confirm that I'm wearing a cashmere jumpsuit right now.
What?
That sounds very comfortable.
That is so bougie.
I know. It was a Christmas gift. Oh, you want a true story? Last Christmas, my husband and I got each other presents, and we opened at the same time. So it was the same cashmere jumpsuit.
Wow.
I mean, that's just made to be. Absolutely. Just match made.
We're on the same gay wavelength. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What was your first big purchase where you were like, I made it. This is it. I'm a celebrity.
Well, you know, I'm not very frivolous. I like investments. So real estate is my thing, because if the showbiz thing goes in the crapper, I'll sell a house.
You know, I thought the same thing about my Beanie Baby collection and now these Lisa Frank Loungefly purses, but I don't think they're going to hold the value the way real estate is. So congratulations on smart choices.
Listen, don't poo-poo a Beanie Baby, please. But yeah, no, real estate holds up better.
And since you're from Washington, do you still have people there? Do you go and visit regularly?
Yeah, both my parents are gone, but my mom's best friend and my grandma and my aunts and uncles are up there. So we went up in August, and I realized, like, why did I ever leave Washington State? It's like the most gorgeous place. Oregon, everywhere up there, it's next level stunning. So maybe I'll buy another house up there one day. I'll keep saving.
If you need a renter, I am looking for a new rental property.
Only because she keeps getting letters from her HOA, so.
Yeah, no, you actually probably don't want me. I don't like to cut my grass.
I could certainly attest to that.
I mean, during rainy season, it grows so quickly. Thank you so much, Ross Matthews. It is an absolute delight talking to you. You're on the Drew Barrymore Show now, judge from RuPaul's Drag Race. I've been a huge fan of yours since I was 12, so this is just amazing. Liz and Mike in the morning.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.